Hey, boss. Yeah, it's me. I just finished locking up. Everyone else has gone home for the day, and the janitorial staff won't be here until 7 o'clock. That gives us 2 full hours to get this stuff finished. No, it's fine. I don't mind working all the time. No, I mean overtime, not all the time. Once in a while. Besides, I know how much this project means to you and the team. So, what's first? Right, you wanted to dictate that letter, of course. Ready whenever you are. Dear Mr. Whitlock, it has come to your attention that... Sincerely yours. Okay, that sounds good. I'll get this typed up and sent over to the office first thing tomorrow. We usually hear back from them pretty quickly, Monday at the latest. Is something wrong, boss? No, it's just that you seem kind of on edge today. Everybody seemed to notice. Anything bothering you that I can help with? Oh, another argument with the wife this morning. Well, I know you two have been having some problems lately. Relationships can be complicated, I guess. But I'm sure you two can work through whatever you're dealing with. She's a what? Oh, goodness, sir. Those are some strong words. Not the kind of thing I would expect to hear, especially from you. Well, sir, most men don't go around referring to their wives as, dumb fucking cunts. I mean, even if you're having issues at home, I don't think there's a reason to use such vile language. She hasn't... I wasn't expecting to hear you say that either! I'm sorry that she hasn't, sucked your cock in months, but well, that's probably something you need to discuss with her, don't you think? I mean, I'm not exactly sure what I can do about that. Sir, please, don't look at me like that. It's making me very uncomfortable. I really think we should get back to... You want me to lock the door? Okay, but... Why? Okay, sir. Whatever you say, just don't get upset, okay? What now? How about we work on those transcripts? We've got at least... You want me on my knees in front of you. Sir, I really can't. I mean, I have a boyfriend and all, and I mean... No, I don't want to lose my job. Yes, sir. Whatever you say. Is this good, boss? Yes? You want me to rub your cock through your trousers? Okay. No. Oh. You're very stiff, sir. Do I like it? Yes. You want me to zip you now? Alright. Goodness, it's very large. Very large. You want me to what? You want me to service you. Sir, I really don't think that... Please, sir, I don't... Okay, I'll do it. Just please don't hit me again. Yes, I'll suck your cock. What's the matter? I'm doing the best I can. Please don't be upset. You're very big. I'm doing... Ah!
so I'm a good employee. Don't do this to me. Please, please stop! I love you, Artis. Please don't hurt me. Please don't pull my hair so hard, sir. It hurts. You want me to say that I want it? Yes, I want it, but please show my face of your cock if that's what you want. Please, please, sir, you promise you won't hurt me? Yes, yes, sir, I repeat after you. I am a stupid, worthless cunt. My only purpose as a woman is to provide a slick, wet hole for men to enjoy. I am not a human being. What I want does not matter. I am merely a toy for your gratification. I exist only to serve you, your needs, your desires. I am nothing but a cheap cum rag. Yes, sir, I agree. That's all I am, a worthless fucking cunt. Created for your pleasure. You have the right to abuse my body whenever you feel the urge. That's how things are. That's how they should be. How can I go home to my boyfriend like this? I hate you so much!